Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The right fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The left fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Phil Lynns. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Downing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Al Downing. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. Buford moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron takes first base on ball four. Cater scores. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Downing fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Downing moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Cater moves to second. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a line drive into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone strikes out. Two outs. Phil Lynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynes hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson bunts towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Lynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynes is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynes bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Pepitone moves to second. One out. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson pinch hits for Horace Clark. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Richardson now playing second base. Jim Hicks pinch hits for Tommy John. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lynes. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mantle. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. Robinson scores. Romano goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Pete Mickelson now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. J.C. Martin now catching. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Tresh moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howard strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Howard out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.